Out of the dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Cantaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Cantaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
Back at the peak of the Capital City site, Class 3A state softball here on FM 103.9 KNZA. The final game of our triple header here is between Burlington, the 3 seed, and Jeff West, the 6 seed. A couple teams that, once again, like we said in our first broadcast of the day, records don't mean anything, but if they did, this is the most loaded state tournament in the entire state, 1 through 8. Jake Spaulding here behind home plate, joined by Scott Bond this game. And back in the studios, we've got Kirk Kilman as well. A great matchup here. Big East team from Jeff West, 22-5 coach Matty Barger, and a team that went through regionals beating Royal Valley 4-3, Perry LeCompton 14-7, and then Santa Fe Trail, a perennial power, 6-3 in their regional. Taking on a Burlington softball team coached by Derek Burke. Their regional looked like this. Neodesha 21-0. Prairie View 9-0. And Niola 8-4. The home team today will be the Burlington Wildcats, as they've got state 1 year, or they return to the state tournament after a 1 year absence. Third overall in program history. And Burke is the first year as head coach after serving as an assistant a year ago. Burlington set school records for wins this season as well. They split with 4A state qualifier Rock Creek in the regular season finale, and other losses come against teams like Iola, Santa Fe Trail, and Prairie View. Grace Burke, walk-off grand slam in the regional championship game against Iola. You can't get more exciting than that, Scott, when you're talking about a chance to go to state. You got the bases juiced, and you hit a grand salami to get yourself to a state tournament. It's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. I've only seen that once or twice before. That's pretty good situation.
I don't know anybody that I would ask on more probably than Scott Bond, as somebody that knows the game of softball. You've coached it forever. You've been a part of so many different programs. What's it like for you coming here today? I just happened to see you in the stands, and you just came here to watch some softball, huh?
Yes, I did. It's a pretty neat situation for me. Both Maddie and her twin sister Emma, that's assistant coach, I coached them when they were little. Most of the players on the Jeff West team I've watched come up and play through club ball and high school ball. And there's even a couple of them on the Burlington team that I've watched come up through ball, play with family of mine or other coaches that I'm friends with.
All right. Well, hey, we've got our starting lineups here that we'll present to you right now. We'll start with the team that'll be in the field here in the first inning. That's the home team, Burlington. Emma Thompson, she plays third base, and she wears number 6. She'll bat leadoff. Grace Bink, she will pitch today, batting second, pitching, and wearing number 7. Carly Cole, she's the catcher, batting third, wears number 14. Camden Swank, shortstop, bats cleanup, wears number 19. Hannah Side, she plays first base, batting fifth, she wears number 11. Addison Sleezer, she is in right field, batting sixth, and she wears number 8. Alexa Spletzler, she is at second base, batting 7th, wearing number 5. Kinley Hope, she is in center field, batting 8th, wearing number 23. And Carly Dockman, she is playing left field, batting 9th, wearing number 3. Again, for Burlington, Thompson, Bink, Cole, Swank, Side, Sleezer, Spector, Hope, and Dockman. We'll also hear from Kennedy Hook, Adelia Riggs, and Riley Dockman as courtesy runners and subs throughout the game. Again, Burlington coach, by head coach Derek Burke, 25-4 on the season. For Jeff West, they are the visitors today. They will bat first. It'll be Emmy Dean playing second base, wearing number 16. Riley Zedek, she'll bat second, playing right field, wearing number 6. It'll be Megan Malone. She is at third base, batting third, wearing number 3. Harriet Dean, she is playing shortstop, batting cleanup, she wears number 5. Batting fifth will be Addie Garrett for Jeff West. She's the pitcher, wearing number 26. Batting sixth will be Taryn Taylor. She is the catcher, battery mate for Garrett, wearing number 12. Batting seventh will be Ashley Mosier. She's the designated player, batting in seventh and wearing number 11. Batting eighth will be Jocelyn Sutton. and she plays center field wearing number 9. Olivia Meyer will play left field batting 9. She wears number 1. And Addison Schwinn, she's the flex, playing first base wearing number 10. Again, Dean Zeta Cologne, Dean Garrett, Taylor Moser, Sutton Meyer, the starting 9 for Jeff West. Scott, before we take our pregame break, you said you've seen these girls grow up. This is a Jeff West team that is excited to be back at state because it's the first time that they've been at state since they won it all back in 2015.
Yeah, and then their lead up to that, they played Holton, and my daughter was the starting pitcher for Holton and gave Jeff West their first loss of the season that year. But I tell you right now, we've got so much similarity in teams. You talked earlier about the state tournament being tough. 3A is tough, and a lot of these girls have played against each other, seen each other, played even with each other. And so Jeff West is a very scrappy team. To me, this is the grittiest team in the state tournament right here. There's not a real flashy player on the team, not a big-name player on the team, but they play just like their coaches used to play. They'll get down and dirty, and they're not afraid to stretch it for an extra base hit here and there. So this ought to be real exciting to watch.
We're excited for it. Jeff West will be up to bat first. First pitch is coming up next. You're listening to state softball coverage here on FM 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop. For peace of mind on your piece of earth, call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
The answer is yes, SBS.
The insurance market is changing fast, and so are livestock prices. Volatility can hit your bottom line hard. At SBS Insurance, we offer livestock risk protection to help shield your operation from unexpected market swings. Don't gamble with your herd. Protect your profits. Call us today.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
My name is Dallas, and I'm a patient at Lukert Chiropractic Wellness for nearly 20 years. Dr. Lukert does an excellent job of making sure that we are on a healthy track to maintaining our wellness care. Not many places will greet you at the door with that kind of enthusiasm, friendliness, and smiles that you receive at his office. Their team not only cares about your health, but they also care about your family. It is a true family atmosphere. As a bonus, it is the one place that you can walk in and hear Christian music. Dr. Lukert is not only a great doctor, but he is also a great friend.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the stage is set. Three games have been played. Frontenac, the top seed. The 4 seed, Riverside. The 7 seed, Silver Lake, have already solidified their spots in the semifinals tomorrow. And that means that it'll be Riverside taking on top seed Frontenac tomorrow at 11. The winner of this matchup will be looking to play at 1 o'clock against Silver Lake, who just knocked off the 2-seeded Wichita Trinity Knights 2-0 in 9 innings of play. Jake Spaulding alongside Scott Pond. Back in the studios, Kurt Kilman. We're about for first pitch here for Burlington. The 3-seed and the 6-seed, Jeff West Tiger, is a battle that, honestly, the 3-6 matchups are some of the most entertaining, but I don't know if you can get better than 9 innings in a go-ahead in the top of the ninth or a walk-off like we saw in the 4-5 matchup where Riverside won 6-5. This one's going to be tough to beat those.
It will be tough to beat, but I think we're in for a real real good game here.
I'm excited to have you alongside with me, Scott. Folks at home, once again, Jeff West is the visitors on the scoreboard. They're batting first. It's Emmy Dean, the second baseman, wearing number 16, going up against Grace Bink. First pitch, we're underway. It's a swing and a miss. Strike one to begin this game. You said you know head coach for Jeff West very well, her and her sister. You coached them growing up. The ability for them to bring the program that they care so much about to a state tournament is quite impressive. Second pitch coming in, swing and a miss. Emmy Dean aggressive early, but coming up empty.
Yeah, Grace is throwing some really good rice balls here, and she's hard to catch up to when she's on a game like this.
We'll give you the defensive lineups here for Burlington in just a second. The 0-2 pitch, rice ball, swung on a miss, strike three, three pitches, and one out. It's,
you know, three straight rice balls there, Jake. That was just something right there. She's just not hiding it. She's coming with her stuff right away.
Tell me the difficulty of controlling the rise ball in the zone like she just did.
It is tough, but what's even tougher is laying off of it as a hitter. Looks like a beach ball coming in, and then it jumps right over your plate for a bat.
First pitch here to Riley Zedek. She plays right field, bats second. Hideaway ball one. It'll be Zedek, then Malone. If anybody gets on, Harriet Dean, the cleanup hitter for Jeff West.
Those Dean sisters are pretty good players, too.
Here's the offering by Bink. Rise ball gets away from the catcher, Cole. And now behind him, the count is Bink, 2-0. Again, Zedek, Malone, Dean, 22-5, Jeff West, 25-4, Burlington. This is a 3-6 matchup. All black uniforms, the pinstripe white for Jeff West. The 2-0 pitch swung on and missed, 2-1.
Came in there with a fastball inside. It even had a little movement to it.
Defensively, it's Thompson at third, Swank at short, Spleckler at second, and Sides at first. Here's the 2-1. Rise ball up, fastball up, 3-1. Now, in outfield, Dockman in left, Hook in center, Sleezer in right, Cole the battery mate for Bink. One away, and here's the offering. Check swing, it's high, gets away from the catcher, Cole. Three balls, two strikes. Coming up here is Zedek, looks down the third base line and looks at Coach Matty Barger. And
you saw right there in that pitch why you wear a mask in softball. That rise ball up and in.
Payoff pitch.
Oh, throws a curveball outside, runner up.
Called strike three. Two up, two down here for the Tigers in the top half of the first. Megan Malone comes to the plate for Jeff West. Malone, she went 7-for-9 in the regional tournament, helping aid Jeff West to this state berth, the first one in 10 years. Two out, Binks pitch. A little bit high, ball one. Again, if Dean could get on, Harriet Dean on deck, then Addie Garrett in the hole. The 1-0 pitch. That one called strike, evening the count now at 1-1. Malone, definitely one of the key players for the Tigers defensively and at the plate. Plays third. Here's the 1-1 from Bank. In there, call strike two.
First drop ball pitch he's thrown today. That looked pretty good. Crowd wasn't impressed with that call.
The angle that we've got, we're right behind home plate. That ball just completely disappeared.
Yeah, it did. It dropped off the table right at the start of the plate.
1-2 pitch. Call strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts looking. And striking out the side to begin the game is Grace Bink. After the top half of the first, three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the first inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. Jeff West, nothing. Burlington coming up.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. The 1890 Ice House at 111 East Main Street in Meriden is a premier live music venue. Renovations are in progress that will include a full-service restaurant and grill with completion slated for August. Follow the 1890 Ice House on Facebook to keep up with all the great entertainment and events.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Along with studio engineer, that's Kurt Kilman back at the studios. Jake Spaulding alongside Scott Bond here in Topeka, the capital city. A beautiful day for state softball. We're in our final game of the day. Jeff West Tigers, Burlington Wildcats, bottom of the first inning after the Tigers went 3-up, 3-down. Now it's time for the Tigers defensively and Burlington on the offensive side. Addie Garrett starts this game off in the bottom half of the first with the first pitch strike against Emma Thompson, the third baseman, who bats first. We'll get you defensive starters here in just a second. Second offering to Thompson. A little bit high, 1-1.
Got a rise ball there, too. Just not quite as sharp of a jump as what Grace Burke has, but it's still a pretty good rise ball. She's got some pretty good stuff out there.
Garrett toes the slab, rocks back, and here's the pitch. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. It's strike two. And it's now 1-2. Defensively behind Garrett, it's Malone at third, Dean at short, Dean at second, Schwinn at first, Zedek in right, Sutton in center, Meyer in left, Taylor the battery mate. Here's a 1-2. Ball lifted high, trailing foul, and out of play. We'll redo it at 1-2. Leading off again, Emma Thompson. Thompson's had a great year for Burlington, hitting .420 as a leadoff hitter. The 1-2 pitch. A little high and tight, evening the count now at 2-2. Grace Bink up next, Carly Cole in the hole, and if anybody gets on, Camden Swank. The 2-2. Outside, 3-2. Seventh pitch of the at-bat here to begin this bottom of the first inning.
Throwaway pitch there, Jake, just to keep that batter on her toes. See what she comes back with here.
Payoff pitch.
Oh.
Hit on the hands, jammed her, but put out of play. Keeping it alive is Emma Thompson. How impressive is it, and important, I should say, that this first batter facing Garrett has worked an 8-pitch at bat.
That's pretty big. Gotten the pitch count up already. We're only through one batter.
Payoff pitch. Ground ball foul down the third base line. We'll do it again at 3-2. This will be the 9th pitch of the at bat upcoming here at to Emma Thompson. Again, Bink on deck, Cole in the hole. And then Swank, if anybody's able to get on. We've seen a walk-off bottom of the 7th for Riverside, and a top of the 9th win by Silver Lake. The 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball 4. A 9-pitch at-bat results in a leadoff walk here for Burlington. Much to the dismay of the fans in red and black, and I really can't even say that because Burlington's, they're red and white, but they got some red and black shirts on too.
Yeah. Crowds look similar.
Grace Bank in from the right side, swinging and coming up empty on her first pitch.
She's got a pretty wicked drop curve, I'd call it. Curving, but it looks like the table's dropping off on it too.
Runner at first is Thompson. Again, catchers, Taylor for the Tigers. Nice off speed. 0-2 the count now, and that called second strike. Mixing it up early, not just piping fastballs in right now.
Nope. And she kept that in the river. That'd been a hard ball to hit, but he liked it there.
0-2 the count. Here's the pitch. A little high and tight there by Garrett to Bink, and count now 1-2.
Pretty nasty screwball with some rise action to it. That's going to be hard to hit and one to watch for.
The 1-2 pitch. Off speed, off the plate. Evening the count now at 2-2. Similar at bats so far here between Thompson now and Bink. Garrett got ahead. Patience by Burlington. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball foul down the third base line. We'll do it again. Silver Lake won it in the top of the 9th with go-ahead 2 runs to win 2-0. Riverside a walk-off single with the bases loaded in the bottom of the 7th. And this game live up to billing. Nice pitch catching the inside corner by Garrett for the first strikeout
for Addie. She moves the ball around well, Jake. She's going to be hard to hit. This could be another game like that Silver Lake game where we see 0-0 for a while. I'm here for it. A lot of people say that's boring. That's pretty impressive is what it is.
It
15
is.
Strikeouts by that Silver Lake pitcher, Cook, earlier today.
Yeah, Cook's pretty good.
One out now in the inning. Here's an offering in to Carly Cole, a catcher. That's from the right side. Go too far inside. Ball number one. Garrett had 8 strikeouts in the regional finals against Santa Fe Trail. Speaking of strikes, there's one catching the outside corner. Evening the count now at 1-1. There's one out on the leadoff walk from Thompson. She's at first base.
Doing a really good job of painting the corners.
1-1. Here's a slow roller to second base. Dean's got it. Flips it to first. Stepping on the bag in time is Schwinn for the second out of the inning. A little 4-3 putout for out number two.
That ball's breaking. It's hard for the batter. She was a little late there trying to decide whether to go for it. And I think it would have been another ball, but it was close.
You talked about the movement that we're seeing. I mean, again, we got the perfect setup for being able to watch Addie Garrett's pitches here. That ball is just wobbling all over the plate. Two-way here. Stepping in from the left side now and down the right field line. This will score a run all the way to the fence. It's Camden Schwenk. She's rounding second looking for three, and she'll have a stand-up RBI triple to get the scoring started for the Wildcats.
That was a nice hit. That was barely fair, so it rolls all the way down in the corner. She had a little bit of speed to her.
So a two-out RBI triple from Camden Schwenk.
Another curveball. She left that one just a little bit more on the plate. The batter did a great job of going with it instead of trying to pull it.
Swank now with 34 RBIs on the season. This will bring up Hannah Sides. First offering to her, fouled back to the screen. Sides hitting 360 with 24 RBIs. Has an opportunity with a runner on the corner right now in Swank. Two away, the 0-1 pitch from Garrett. Trying to paint the corner.
Nice
throw down to third. Taylor, a nice pop throw, Scott, down there. Just skips past Malone, but you're right. If that would have been a clean play, that would have been the third out of the inning.
Yeah, that probably could have been. Got a nice pop there.
It's called a ball, so 1-1. Two away here in the bottom of the first. Burlington up 1-0. Swing and a miss here by Sides. It's now 1-2. Garrett trying to throw her second chair of the inning and get the Tigers back into the dugout, only surrendering one. 1-2, just off the plate, evening the count at 2-2. Addison Sleaser on deck. Sides can keep the inning going. Garrett's pitch. A lot of break on that one. Can't catch the inside corner, and we're now at a 3-2 count. .200 all the way around the fence in the outfield. The payoff pitch. Now back to the screen. And stop me if I've said this once, but we'll do it again. 3-2 here for Sides. Garrett's definitely had to work for this one here in the bottom half of the first inning. Burlington been very patient.
Yeah, Burlington's shown a lot of discipline at the plate.
3-2 pitch lifted back to the screen again.
They take her to that 3-2 count. Then she's not giving them anything to hit, but they're not giving the umpire a chance to call them out. They're definitely well-disciplined at the plate.
8th pitch of the at-bat upcoming here for Hannah Sides. The 3-2. Trying to catch the inside corner, but cannot. The second free pass here in this bottom of the first for Garrett. That'll bring up Addie Sleaser, plays right field, bat 6 for Burlington. 2 away here, bottom of the first. Cats already have a 1-0 lead on the RBI triple from Swank. Runner goes, fires down to second, caught in a rundown, and did the run score prior to the out? They're going to talk about it. They did get the out. Sides was caught stealing,
umpires are going to get together and discuss whether that run counts. I think the run cross played before the
out. Looked
we'll
like
see what
it.
The umpires come up with. We'll see what they decide before we go to our break here, Kurt. And the run will count. So it's 2-0 at the end of the first. The two runs, no hits. Or check that, one hit, no errors, and one left on base. We go to the top of the second inning. It's 2-0 Burlington here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controls consistent consumption, fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs, and with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Two runs, one hit, no errors, one left. We head to the top of the second inning here in Topeka. Burlington with a lead of 2-0 over Jeff West. This is a 3-6 matchup. Jake Spaulding alongside Scott Bond. Now bringing in Sarah Bond. Scott's daughter played some college softball. A name might be familiar for those of you up in Donovan County. Start here in the top of the second inning with Harriet Dean to the plate. Bink starts her off with a first pitch called strike. It's 0-1. Played at Highland.
I sure did.
What years were that?
2018 through 2020, but COVID happened my sophomore year, so I didn't actually get to play that spring season.
Sarah played at Holton, played at Highland. Pretty good pitcher.
Thank you.
0-2 the count. Here too, Harriet Dean steps in from the right side the first time today. Swing and a miss, strike three. And that is four up, four down, four strikeouts for Grace Bink. A great start for the Burlington hurler in the circle. Bring up Addie Garrett, pitcher on pitcher here. Her first at-bat of the game. First pitch, and Bink is just all over the zone here early on. What are you seeing early on here, Sarah, as you've seen both these teams have an at-bat? These pitchers are pitching well like you need to in a state tournament. Here's a ground ball to shortstop. Swank's got it. Fires over to first in time. Decides with a 6-3 putout, second out of the inning. But Grace Bink just filling up the zone early on.
Yeah, the pitchers are killing it. The defenses are killing it. Especially this Burlington defense. They look sharp.
On point. That's five up, five down for Jeff West. Taryn Taylor, the catcher, steps in from the right side. First pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Taylor can make it on. Mosier, the designated player, on deck. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed. It's now 0-2.
That rise ball is nasty.
The same thing your dad said a little while ago.
It's almost like we're related.
The 0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed, strike three. Five strikeouts early on here for Grace Bink in Burlington. We head to the bottom of the second inning. No hits, no runs, no errors, nobody left on. Burlington leads 2-0.
Acheson Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
The 1890 Ice House at 111 East Main Street in Meriden is a premier live music venue. Renovations are in progress that will include a full-service restaurant and grill with completion slated for August. Follow the 1890 Ice House on Facebook to keep up with all the great entertainment and events.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of the second we go, Jake Spaulding alongside, we're just going to call him the Bonds. We got Scott and Sarah hanging out with me here, and we've got Kurt Kilman back at the studio. Sarah with the mic on right now, bottom of the second. Starting it off for Burlington will be Addison Sleezer. And first pitch piped in there by Addie Garrett for a strike. It's 0-1. The 0-1 offering, off speed. Dribbler back to the pitcher. Nice fielding by Garrett. Flips to first in time to Schwinn for the 1-3 putout. Sarah, tell me about what it's like to be pitching on this stage, especially for a team like Jeff West. It's their first time at this moment in 10 years. You kind of lived through that yourself.
Yeah, it was really surreal, especially getting so close my junior year. We lost to Hayden, and that was a heartbreaker. So getting to come back my senior year and finally make it to state for Holton, that was a big deal.
I don't know what that pitch is called. It was off speed, and it was in there for a strike. What would you call that, a drop ball? What was
Could
that?
Be.
Piped in there, though, by Garrett for a strike to Alexis Splechter, the second baseman for Burlington. The 0-1 pitch, called strike two. Finding her groove right now is Addie Garrett after a kind of a raucous first inning. She had two walks, a triple given up, aiding into those two runs. The 0-2, squaring to Bud, but pulling it back in time with Splechter, and they're going to appeal to first, and they say she did not commit. You don't see that very often, do you?
No.
On an 0-2?
Yeah.
I know in baseball you don't. I don't know how much softball is different from that perspective. Nevertheless, it's a ball, so it's a 1-2 count now to Splechter. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's the second strikeout of the game for Bink, or check that, Garrett. And there are two away here in the bottom of the second.
I will say some of my favorite parts about softball is the celebrating, the handshakes. I love seeing this energy out there on the field.
I don't see many sports, especially in baseball, where you're not seeing that hype after every single
right.
play that's made. Here's a strike on the outside corner to Kinley Hook. We have to keep your dad and calm down here. He's right behind home plate. 0-1 to count here to Hook. She plays center. Catching the inside corner this time, and Addie Garrett is a completely different pitcher here in the second than she was in the first. Confident, moving the ball around the plate. Way ahead in the count here, 0-2. The 0-2 pitch. Off speed, fouled back to the screen. We'll do it again at 0-2. Carly Dockman awaits on deck, the nine-hole hitter for the Wildcats. Garrett looks at her wristband, gets the call from Taylor. The 0-2 pitch. Swung on him. Missed strike three. Ball gets away from Taylor. She fires the first in time to complete the putout. And it's a 1-2-3 second inning for Jeff West. We head to the top of the third here in this second inning, however. Zero runs, zero hits, no errors, and nobody left on. To the top of the third we go. It's Burlington 2, Jeff West nothing. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness business begins.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
To the top of the third we go, and Grace Bink, just like she left off the second inning, firing in a strike to Ashley Mosier, the designated player. It'll be Mosier, Jocelyn Sutton, the center fielder, and Olivia Meyer in left field for Jeff West. 0-1 the count. Bink fires, bunt right back to Bink. On one hop to first base in time for the 1-3 putout, out number one. We got Scott Bonbeck on the mic. Now Kirk Tillman back in studio. I'm Jake Spaulding. Thanks for joining us here this evening in Topeka. 3A state softball on your local sports authority. Great games earlier. This one measured up to be the same, but Jeff West got to find a way to get to Grace Bink, who is absolutely slinging it right now in the circle. First pitch, swung on and missed. Back to the screen it goes, out of the glove of Cole. It's 0-1 to Jocelyn Sutton, the center fielder. Olivia Meyer awaits on deck. If she's able to reach or Sutton, it'll bring back Emmy Dean, top of the order. Grace Bink already five strikeouts in this game. The 0-1. Trying to paint the inside, and she does. 0-2 the count now here on Sutton. Burlington faithful, led by their student section. You don't see student sections at softball or baseball games very often. They got a good little crowd on hand.
Quite a few of them.
0-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Make that K number six for Grace Bink and the Burlington Wildcats.
Yeah, Grace is looking on fire right now. She's sharp.
Confident in the zone. Hitting all. Correction, Burke, not Bink. My R turned into an N. That's that Holton edumacation, I think, on my writing ability. No shade. That's a joke. 0-1 the count here to Olivia Meyer. Nine-hole hitter here for the Tigers. They've been sat down in order so far, and swing and a miss. It's 0-2.
Pretty cool, Jake, to get my broadcasting debut at the same time as my daughter.
That's a pretty cool little thing going on here. Glad I ran into you guys.
And I got to see your coaching debut this year, as her and I are coaching a club team together along with my other daughter, Stacy.
That's pretty impressive. What's also impressive is Grace Burke. 0-2 pitch, swung on a miss, strike three. That is now six strikeouts in the game for Grace Burke. Make that seven here in the first three innings. It's 2-0 Burlington going to the bottom half of the third. We're back after this one-minute timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more. Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Topeka, 3A state softball. Burlington and Jeff West, bottom of the third. Wildcats and Burlington have an early 2-0 lead off of two runs in the first inning. But Addie Garrett finding her groove here in the last inning and change right now as she starts off Carly Dockman, Dockman with a strike. Sat the Cats down in order of 1-2-3 in the bottom half of the second, and now she's ahead 0-2.
You know, Jake, I think that first inning you saw the 10-year hiatus from making it to state. You saw a lot of nerves in Addie there in that first inning. And that last inning, she seemed to have settled into herself and pitching more like she usually does.
0-2 here on Dockman. Squares the butt, pops it up, foul. Whether it's caught, it doesn't matter, but it's caught anyway. Taylor.
I don't know if that's game plan or not, Jake, but I tell you what, that's what you want to do is throw a ball up in the zone when you're in a bunt situation, and she got exactly what she wanted out of that. It'll pop up to the catcher out of a bunt. That was perfect timing.
Emma Thompson, she walked and came around and scored in her first plate appearance back in the first inning. One away here, bottom of three. 2-0, Burlington with the lead. First pitch fouled straight back to us. Scott's a lot better than I am. He didn't even flinch on that one. When I was in that exact spot about 2.5 hours ago, I was flinching every single time. I don't care if there's a nice net and a steel concrete wall in front of me.
That ball's coming back pretty fast.
1-0, lifted into right center field. Shallow, it's going to drop in for a base hit. Emma Thompson reaches base for the second time today, this time by way of a single to right field.
They're not hitting her real hard, but they did drop that one right there in the Bermuda Triangle. That's a hard ball to get to. Good spot to get a hit just to get a base runner on and try to get something started with one out.
Emmy Dean at second base couldn't get back, and right fielder Zedek couldn't come in quick enough. That'll bring up Grace Burke, the pitcher for Burlington. Struck out looking her first time up. First pitch swinging, lifts it behind the fence and out of play. First strike, number one, a loud strike. One away here in the bottom of the third. The pitch lifted behind us once again, and it's 0-2. So Burke struck out looking her first time up. Worked a seven-pitch at-bat, however. Thompson's at first with one away. Double play is in effect. The 0-2 pitch, trying to paint the outside corner, just a little bit too wide. That's 1-2.
Yeah, same with Jeff West. I saw the same with Osage City last year at this. They made it back to state for the first time in a long time, and the nerves just kind of overwhelmed them, you could tell, and Wichita Trinity beat them out first round. Jeff West kind of looked the same there that first inning, but I think they've done a good job of settling down.
1-2 pitch off speed in the dirt, swiping second base. On that pitch was Thompson.
She did a good job of reading that out of her hand, realizing it was a changeup, and getting a good jump on that. Still at second base there.
2-2 the count here to Burke. The offering lifted high on the infield, giving chase is the shortstop Dean, and the sisters talk about it. And it's collected there by Harriet Dean for the second out.
Haven't seen Addie Garrett throw too many rise balls in this game, but both times she has, she ended up with a pop out in a pop up in the infield, one to the catcher and one there short. So she's picking and choosing the right times to throw that ball, but most of hers have been breaking and dropping away. But every now and then she's coming in with that high one.
Kind of the goal of the rise ball, isn't it? When you're wanting to get them to elevate that pitch a little bit.
Yes.
Two away here. First pitch in to Carly Cole, who grounded out to the second baseman, Emmy Dean, back in the first, is swung on and missed 0-1 the count.
This high school level, Jake, you see pitchers that have a pitch that they like, and they go to it over and over. And what I like seeing Addie here is she's changing their eye level a lot. She's going down and away a pitch or two, maybe even three, but then she comes up and throws them something of a surprise.
1-1 the count here to Cole. Trying to paint the inside corner with a fastball, unable to do so. It's now 2-1. Runner at second. Thompson reached base on a single, one out single. Camden Schwenk is hoping to get back in there from the left side. She ripped an RBI triple her last time. 2-1 pitch in the dirt. Now 3-1. And the way Camden was first pitch swinging last time, I know that Garrett would love to get out of this inning with, allow her not to be up there with somebody on base. Here's a pitch catching the inside corner on a 3-1 to work to a 3-2 count.
Doing a good job of fighting back here and making this a full count.
3-2 with two outs.
Ooh.
A little bit high, and a throw down to third gets into the left field, kicked around and into the left field corner. They will get the out at second, but the run will come home. Emma Thompson was stealing third. Taylor threw it down, and Malone was not ready.
To get to this stage, on this stage, and errors are going to cost some games, and that's what we saw right there, the throwaway that didn't need to happen.
Caught stealing at second was Cole, but the runner does come home. So one run on one hit, no error, and nobody left on. We go to the top of the fourth. It's now 3-0 Burlington. Jeff West stepping up. It'll be the top of the order for the Tigers after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
The 1890 Ice House at 111 East Main Street in Meriden is a premier live music venue. Renovations are in progress that will include a full-service restaurant and grill with completion slated for August. Follow the 1890 Ice House on Facebook to keep up with all the great entertainment and events.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we go to the top of the fourth inning, and Jeff West still looking for that first base runner and first hit. Right now it's a no-hitter being thrown out there by Grace Burke, and she's got 7 strikeouts to her name. Top of the order, we reset here with Emmy Dean for the Tigers. You guessed it, first time up, struck out. First offering to Dean, lifts this one behind the screen, is going into the crowd, and nearly caught by a 10-year-old there in the third row. Good effort.
Knowing Coach Barger, I'm sure Maddie had a conversation with him in between innings. You can see they're settling down now. If they can keep the game within reach, I think you get here in the next couple innings, maybe we'll see Jeff West start doing something.
0-1 the count here to Emmy Dean. Burke with the offering. A little bit low. It'll be 1-1 count. Zedek is on deck. Malone in the hole. If anybody gets on, Harriet Dean for the Tigers. The 1-1 offering from Grace Burke. Lined into left field. Bass, this diving glove of Swank. And the first hit of the day goes to Emmy Dean. It's a left field single to get things started here in the fourth.
That's a nice leadoff bat there. Both leadoff for their lineup, and then she got to be leadoff this inning. So we'll see if they can get something going here.
Yeah, they've gone down in order the first three innings. Three up, three down each of the first three. A leadoff single here by Dean. Now Riley Zedek struck out looking her first time up. Here's a ball lifted to the shortstop, caught there by Swank on a soft pop up. Guess you could call that a soft liner.
Yeah, they're doing a better job putting bat on the ball.
First pitch swinging there by Zedek will bring up Megan Malone, the third baseman, struck out looking her first time up.
I mean, Dean, she's a good one to get something started too with that leadoff hit. She's done that a lot this year.
First pitch swinging and coming up empty is Malone, and that's 0-1. Dean over at first base, the first base runner for the Tigers today. The 0-1 pitch in there for a strike. It's now 0-2. This Jeff West Tiger team, 22 wins this year, opened up the season by sweeping Rossville. Rossville, that same team that upset previously unbeaten and two-time defending state champ McLeod in the regional semis. Rossville then knocked out by Oskaloosa, who's playing right now on 93.7 KAIR. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. Second out of the inning is due to a strikeout by Megan Malone. 8 strikeouts in the game now for Grace Burke for Burlington.
No, she's just hard to hit. She
She's keeping it all around the zone. I haven't seen her make a mistake and leave one fat yet. Two away now. Runner at first still is Emmy Dean. Now here's Harriet Dean, the cleanup hitter. Struck out her first time up. Check swing on a fastball outside. Maybe rise ball there?
Yeah, I believe so. I think that was a rise ball with some outbreak to it.
See, we're learning here, Scott, you know. 1-0 the count. Here's the offering from Burke. Swung on and missed. Both pitchers doing a great job working around the plate.
Yes, doing a great job. That was a nice screwball in the inside corner there.
1-1 the count here to Harriet Dean. Two away and Emmy Dean on first. 1-1 pitch. Low and inside. Ball two. Talk about no mistakes by Burke so far. She's got 8 strikeouts to her name. No walks, no wild pitches. Nothing negative from the circle.
No, you know, I haven't seen too many fastballs in this game, Jake. They're both throwing a lot of breaking stuff.
2-1 pitch to Harriet Dean. Foul ball lifted out of play behind the screen. Evening the count now at 2 balls, 2 strikes with 2 outs.
I think she missed her chance there. I say they haven't thrown too many fastballs, and she throws one real fat right there, and Harriet just missed it. Getting underneath it just a little bit.
Coach Maddie Barger at third, giving some encouragement to Harriet, who steps back in from the right side.
Yeah. We have an illegal pitch there, but the umpires, none of them noticed it. Maddie did, though.
Foul ball, 2-2 was the count. A ball fouled down the line, and now time has been called. You caught it, Scott.
She separated, went back, and then separated again, but started her motion once she went back. So
on an illegal pitch like that, is that classified as a ball? Does the runner get to move up?
Yeah, an illegal pitch, and the runner would get to move to second and be a ball.
So the umpires will come together here to have a quick discussion about it. The count stood as 2-2 prior to that last pitch.
You know, Maddie would be one to know. That girl has played a lot of softball in her life. I got to watch her. I was starting about middle school. I remember when, in high school, she'd gone through a knee surgery and missed one season at least with knee surgery, and then had another one when she got into college. Played junior college at Allen County, and then went to a junior college in Arizona, and then came back as a walk-on at Emporia State and ended up earning a scholarship there and had a nice career at Emporia State. But that is a kid that is just tough. Worked her way through a lot of adversity coming up, and just became one heck of a ball player. And even as a young kid, when I got to coach her a little bit, and just softball IQ was out of this world for her age then. So it's great to see her getting a shot at being a head coach here.
Bringing the Tigers back to a state tournament for the first time in a decade. Have the umpires have a conversation. They play on. Keep an eye on it.
And, of course, Maddie played catcher, so that's usually a high IQ position anyway.
2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. Harriet Dean goes down swinging. And the Tigers, they get their first base runner on a single by Emmy Dean, but she is stranded at first base. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Burlington leads 3-0.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent conception fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here in Topeka, we're heading to the bottom of the fourth inning. Jeff West finally got their first hit, top of the fourth. Emmy Dean with a leadoff single, but stranded there, and they go down in order after that. 1-2-3. Bottom of the fourth inning now, we got Camden Swank from the left side, pops one foul and out of play. She got the scoring started in the bottom of the first inning with a RBI triple right down the first base line and rolled all the way down to the fence. On the very first pitch she saw, this first pitch she sees, she's hacking as well, the shortstop for Burlington. 0-1 the count. Swing and a miss there. Great pitch there by Addie Garrett.
You know, Jake, doing this broadcasting thing, of course, Sarah put it out. So Sarah and my other daughter, Stacy, and I coach a 14 and under club team, competitive ball team, Gold Glove Midwest. And somebody put it out on our group chat, so my phone has been blowing up because now everybody's listening.
Listening to Coach Scott?
Yeah.
They're gonna critique you too.
I do have one player from Jeff West on my team too.
There you go,
Jocelyn Patton. She'll be coming up as a freshman next year.
1-2, in the dirt, off speed pitch there from Garrett, evening the count now at 2-2. Leadoff hitter in this inning is Swank. Then sides on deck, the first baseman. Sleeves with the right fielder, and if anybody gets on, Splechter, the second baseman. 2-2 pitch. Try to catch the inside corner. That's too far inside. And it's now a 3-2 count. Three balls, two strikes here to Swank. The payoff. Off speed. Oh. Too high.
Just missed a little high.
It'll be a walk here for Swank. She's reached base both times to the plate. And Hannah Sides will check in from the right side. She walked her first time up and was caught stealing, going to second for the third out of that inning. She was able to get in a rundown long enough to allow Swank to score from third. 3-0, Burlington. 2 runs in the first, 1 run in the third. Leadoff runner is at first now for Sides. Garrett's pitch. A little bit low, ball one. Again for the Tigers in the field, Malone at third, Dean at short, Dean at second, Schwinn at first. That's Emmy Dean at second and Harriet at short. The 1-0 pitch off the plate to the right. It's 2-0. Garrett in the circle, Taylor the battery mate behind the plate. Zedek in right, Sutton and center, Meyer in left. 2-0 the count. Here's the pitch from Garrett. Lifted down the right field line, slicing foul. 2-1. That group chat, did they talk about Coach Sarah at all, or are they just talking about you?
Oh, both. Both.
2-1 the count here to the first baseman, Hannah Sides. Garrett's offering. Off the plate on the inside. It's now 3-3.
Missed just a little bit inside there.
Garrett looks into the dugout. It's a word of encouragement from her coach. And a 3-1 pitch. In there for a strike.
Bunt and steal.
Down to second with the throw from Taylor, and it gets away from Harriet Dean, who was covering. So stolen base there by Camden Swank.
The throw was down there on time. That was a good pop time. It just wasn't handled there at shortstop by Harriet.
But it was a strike, so it brings the count full at 3-2. Nobody out. Runner at second is Swank. The payoff pitch.
Oh,
good plate discipline there by Sides, and it's another walk, the second free pass in the inning.
There was a great check swing. She almost swung at that. Just a little bit too outside of the zone for the umpire.
Now it's 5 walks in this game given up by Addie Garrett. First pitch here is a strike and a throw down to third on a steal attempt. Gets away. Here comes a play at home. No, and moving up to third will be Hannah Sides. The double steal was on, and Taylor's throw went out into left field.
Barger's going to call timeout here to try to calm these girls down a little bit. Nobody covered third on that throwdown. It just kind of got away from them there.
So E2 on the throw to third is going to allow that run to score. Sides moving up to third on that throw as well. So now 4-0 Burlington here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Winner will take on Silver Lake, the seventh seed. That I don't know many tournaments where you can look and say Silver Lake's a seventh seed.
That is for sure. That is for sure.
But one of the most difficult outs in the state softball tournament, 35 years in, as a program, and 28 of those they've made it to the state tournament with 13 state titles.
Yes, sir.
0-1 count, fouled straight back to the screen, and once again, like a statue, Scott Bond didn't even flinch. 0-2 now on Sleezer, the right fielder. She grounded out to the pitcher her first time up. Nobody out, runner at third. Here's the 0-2 pitch, rise ball, high and out of the zone, ball one. Splechter, the second baseman, struck out last time. She's on deck, and then Kinley Hook is in the hole. The 1-2 pitch. Cannot catch the corner. It's even, and now at 2-2. Very impressed with Burlington's patience at the plate. They pick their pitches, what to swing at, what not to. Really forcing Addie Garrett to work in the zone. The 2-2 pitch. That offering outside as well. 3-2. And we're talking about inches off the plate. Coach Burke's got to be pleased with that. The 3-2 pitch, low and inside. That's another walk. The third free pass in the inning. A quick snap throw down to third, trying to catch sides, but she's back safely. So 3 batters, 3 walks, 1 run, runners on the corners, and nobody out. Alexa Splechter to the plate for the Wildcats. Addie Garrett in the circle, toes the slab, and her offering in there for a strike. Snap throw over to third from Garrett. Back in time as sides.
You know, Jake, I think I watched my first state softball game here before you were born.
You're probably not wrong.
But a lot of greats play at this place. Changed a lot over the years, but...
Owen won the count. Strike call there on the 0-1 offering. We've just got a whole host of people from Jackson County hanging out with me down here. Maddie Massey to my left, watching her alma mater, Burlington. 0-2 offering, just off the outside of the plate, 1-2.
Jake, you didn't comment when I made the comment about Maddie being a former catcher and not making her... softball IQ, I figured I'd get something out of you being the former catcher.
Yeah, you know, I did catch, and my knees remind me of that all the time. 1-2, the pitch. Strike 3 called on the corner for Addie Garrett. A much-needed punch-out. Her third of the game.
You were a pretty scrappy ball player, too.
Dude, it was fun playing, and I've enjoyed coaching. This is my 13th year coaching now, and I'll tell you, it's a different level of patience when your kids start playing on the teams that you're coaching.
This is true.
Squaring to bunt there, and offering was Kinley Hook.
However, I will say now that both of my kids that played ball, or all three of them that played ball, are done playing ball, it's fun, a lot funner to coach now.
You enjoy it more.
Yes.
The 0-1 to Hook. Called on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-2.
And now with the opportunity to get to coach the game with them.
Yes.
This has been the funnest season of softball I've ever had.
Well, it's just coming full circle for you at this point.
It is.
The 0-2 offering, ball lifted down the left field line, slicing out of play. We'll do it again at 0-2. Nothing quite makes people's necks snap quicker than a ball ripped down the left field line from a right-handed batter. Runner at second is Sleezer. Runner at third is Sides for Burlington. One away. The 0-2 pitch here to Hook. Too far off the plate. Ball one. 1-2 the count. Carly Dockman awaits on deck. She led off the bottom of the third inning. Looking to get another plate appearance here in the fourth, and then it's back to the top of the order. Garrett's offering, off speed, hit to the third shortstop. Harriet makes the play at first, a run will score, but Harriet Dean with a 6-3 putout, second out of the inning. But an RBI ground out for Kinley Hook. Now 5-0.
That was a smart play there. Get that out. You're probably going to end up giving up that run anyway, so get that out and have two outs.
Sleaser moves up to third, and Carly Dockman will come to the plate. Left fielder for Burlington. Bunted. He popped out to the catcher, but it was on a bunt attempt her last time up. First offering in there, swinging and missing. Strike one here to the nine-hole hitter. Jeff West will have 5, 6, 7 in their order coming up in the bottom or top of the fifth. Garrett trying to get the Tigers out of this one with limited damage. Already two runners are home for Burlington in the inning. Scored two in the first, one in the third, and now two here in the fourth. Lead is 5-0, two away, one ball, one strike here on Dockman. Squares the bunt, puts it down right in front of home plate. Beautiful bunt. Taylor makes the play, though, at first base to get out of the inning. So after four here in Topeka, two runs in the inning, no hits, no errors, or one error, I should say, and two left on. Do we call that a foul ball? We must have called that a foul ball. And this is why you write in pencil and not in pen.
They call it a dead ball because the bat, after she bunted and threw the bat on the ground, the bat made contact with the ball.
I appreciate that.
The ball made contact with the bat. If the bat would have made contact with the ball, it would have been an out. But the ball made contact with the bat.
And this is why I asked you to sit down next to me.
Holton had that happen to him in state. Sarah's senior year.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs. The offering, no. In the dirt, inside. 3-2 now, here to Dockman. The nine-hole hitter for Burlington. Garrett trying to get out of this inning with just two runs home. The 3-2 pitch. Right on the corner.
Yeah,
got her looking.
Chair. That was a nice pitch.
So now we can officially close the inning. Two runs on no hits, one error, and one left on. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Burlington 5, Jeff West 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Acheson Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where greatness begins.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, we head to the top of the fifth inning here in Topeka, and Jeff West finds himself down in the hole. It's 5-0 Burlington.
See if Addie can't help herself out here, get a little something started for Jeff West.
Addie Garrett, first pitch swinging down the third base line, foul. Here's a stat that I didn't mention earlier about Grace Burke for Burlington, Scott. She's 23-0 with 262 strikeouts this year. An ERA of .31 with 14 shutouts and 4 no-hitters this season.
And she is one of the best in the state.
The 0-1 pitch, off speed.
That is a cool thing about Kansas softball right now is we have some of the better pitchers in the state, and there's so many great pitchers 4A down. The number of really great pitchers in 2A, 1A is just amazing.
0-2 pitch, fouled off, staying alive. Here is Addie Garrett. I mean, yeah, you look at you can name a lot of them from McClouth, Oskaloosa, here, Burlington.
Right.
Grace. Or Kendra Cook from Silver Lake. We've seen a lot of quality. 0-2 pitch swung on and missed.
While Migo,
Jackson from Riverside, yeah. Plenty of quality pitchers, even from Wichita Trinity.
Yeah, a little out of our area. I don't know.
Dominique Schlellinger.
Yeah, she looked good.
I mean, five strikeouts in that game.
Hard throwing lefty.
First offering in for the second time through for Karen Taylor. Inside for a ball. She has struck out earlier today. Strikeout for Burke. Number 10 in the game.
That Wichita Trinity pitcher, being a tall, lanky left-hander, reminded me a lot of Sadie Morris.
Yeah.
A former Holton Wildcat that
Walker
pitched. What's that?
Walker, Sadie Walker.
Walker, there we go. Her mom.
You're showing your age right now, Scott.
I am. And now Sadie's having a heck of a career at Washington.
Yes,
after a heck of a high school career.
She was a hard-throwing lefty.
She was.
Is she lefty?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, the count here to Taylor. Burke. Taylor squares the bunt, puts it down the third baseline. Nice bunt, getting past
beautiful.
The third baseman, Thompson. And able to squeeze one by for an infield single.
I think Maddie must have saw something there. They've been real aggressive when they show bunt, and she was able to push that bunt by the third crashing third baseman. That was a nice time to call a push bunt.
Thompson was coming up the line, and it just kind of split between the pitcher and third baseman. And
that's funny. I was working on that exact bunt last night in practice.
Now we've got a courtesy runner coming in for Taylor, the catcher. Can't really see that number. I'm guessing it's either Izzy Henning or Josie.
18.
Thank you. I know he wasn't talking to us, but he was talking up top. But I'll say thanks all day long. So number 18 for Jeff West is Josie Old. Here's another bunt. Set down here by Mosier. Play at first is made. They snap down to second, trying to double up Mosier, or Old, excuse me, and she slides back safely.
Old saw that as she was rounding. Nobody covered third. Left fielder come flying in. I think she could have had a chance of swiping third if she'd have stayed with it, but once she hesitated, she had to get back.
So Old moves up to second. Mosier, second out of the inning. It brings up Jocelyn Sutton. Struck out her last time up. Two away here in the top of the fifth. Tigers trying to bunt again. I mean, might as well. You're struggling to make good solid contact on a full swing and playing some finesse ball here.
Yes, and that's Maddie Brockschmer. They show my age again. That's Maddie Barger's M.O. I'm a small ball and speed. Her and her sister, assistant coach, her sister M over there, both of them were really, really fast on the bases.
Get them on, get them over, get them home.
Yes, they love to be aggressive on the bases. They were fun to watch do that.
A slap hit to the third baseman, crashing in that time was Thompson, and gets the put out. 5-3 if you're scoring it at home, and that's the inning.
It's a great idea. I just don't think that's exactly the outcome she wanted. I think she was wanting her to push that a little bit more towards the gap again.
No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. We go to the bottom of the fifth. Burlington 5, Jeff West nothing. Burlington up to bat after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls. Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow the Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at the Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom of five we go. Top of the order for Burlington. It's Emma Thompson Second pitch in there is a ball. It's 2-0 here to Hurt. We talked about the domination from Burke in the circle, not just today, but all year long. But give credit to Addy Garrett. Nice catch there on the outside corner by Taylor to frame that up for the umpire. It's 2-1. Garrett's had a great year as well. You know, she has given a look, 5 free passes here in this game. And something in the state tournament that you give that many free passes, one error on the team, those kind of add up quickly.
Those will add up quickly, especially on a stage like this. It's, you know, everybody on this stage is good. Everybody on this stage has a you know, winning record. And so they'll make you pay for mistakes like that. And we got another leadoff walk here. Leadoff walks will kill you. I mean, that's hard.
Emma Thompson has reached base now all 3 times at the plate. The leadoff hitter for Burlington that has a .560 average, has a single and 2 walks. Here's a great pitch by Garrett to begin this at bat against Grace Burke. Struck out, popped out to the shortstop. Here for her 3rd at bat now, down to the count 0-1. Burke also is dominant as she is in the ring. .465 hitter with 4 home runs.
Yeah, she's a complete player.
Watches that one go by. It's now 0-2 in favor of Garrett. Nobody out. Runner at first, Thompson. The 0-2 pitch. Lined into left field. Charging in is Meyer to cut it off and get it right back in. But a walk and now a single by Burke. As runners at first and second for Carly Cole.
Going back to that leadoff walk, if that single right there doesn't bother you near as bad if you have an out. I mean, leadoff walk, and now you got runners at first and second.
Burke will come out. Courtesy runner will be coming in. It'll be number 17, who I don't have on my roster. I hear. And they didn't have it on their roster either. Unless they swapped a number. I'm going to guess that's Adelia Riggs. I don't know. I'm just going to give that. That's Adelia Riggs out there, Scott.
Okay. I'll go with that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we'll call her anyway.
Folks at home don't know any better than we do. Runners at first and second. Back into the box here is Carly Cole. She grounded out to the second baseman and walked her last time up. Talk about the walk. 6 walks now assessed for Garrett in this game. The 1-0 pitch to Cole, catching the inside corner for a strike. And what I love about the fact that we've been covering now 3 games is the umpires, as they rotate through, new groups coming in. I love how the zone changes with each
right.
run.
Yeah, it makes the game interesting for sure.
1-1 pitch, swinging and coming up empty is Cole. Down in the count, 1-2. Double play, still in effect. Nobody out, runners at first and second. The sun just went away and a breeze picked up. Scott, this is great weather right now. Can we hold that for the next hour?
That would be nice.
The 1-2 pitch off speed, off the plate, even in the count now at 2-2.
It was nice feeling that sun, seeing it come popping out after all the rain.
All the rain. There was concern about these tournaments, especially out west, Great Bend, ton of rain yesterday. 2-2 pitch, swinging and missing. Is Cole, and she is the first out of this inning. With a foul tip hung on to by Taylor. But strikeout number 4 now for Garrett in the game.
That was nice to hold on to that. Tip that wasn't easy. It wasn't like she tipped it right back into the glove, so it was nice that she held on to that.
Well, my tally was wrong. It's actually 6 in the game for her. Here's a ball lifted into shallow right field, giving chase to Zedek. Underneath it, and then drops it. Picked up by the first baseman, Schwinn, who fires it home to save a run. Zedek underneath it, popped out of her glove.
Is that what happened? There was somebody in between. I couldn't tell if that had a little collision there. I saw Dean go tumbling. I didn't know.
Yeah, Emma Dean went out as well, and there was a collision out there. That's going to go in now. Again, unofficially, as an E9, Schwenk reaches first. Burke goes to second, and Thurston to third.
As you brought up, start the inning, walks and errors, and here we had a leadoff walk, and now we gave up another out with a
dropped fly ball out there, and bases are loaded with only one out. Side steps in from the right side. She walked her first time up. Here's a dribbler to the first baseman, firing home and able to make the play just in time as Thompson was coming home. Burlington crowd's not real happy with that call, but the umpire put himself in the right position to make the call. It looked like her foot was firmly on the plate. She did a good job of picking up not the best throw. Nevertheless, it's a 3-2 putout for the second out of the inning. That was huge. Now Sleezer steps in from the right side. Garrett just off the plate. I think about every other pitch, you either hear an ooh from the right or an ooh from the left.
This is true. This is true.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Base is loaded. There's one piped in there by Garrett for a strike, evening the count at 1-1. Burlington, an opportunity to bust this game open. Jeff West trying to maintain here with the 5-0 deficit. 1-1 pitch just off the plate. It's 2-1. 15 after 3 and 10 after 5.
Correct.
Run rules here in softball. Ball lifted out of play. Count now 2-2. And this would be a big confidence boost, I would imagine, for Addie Garrett to get out of a jam like this without surrendering a single run.
A big confidence boost, and you would hope a momentum swing for
2-2 pitch. Ball lifted right past the glove, diving effort of Emma to right field. Two runners will come home. Good effort there by Emma Dean, but could not keep it in front. And it's a 2-RBI double. We'll give her a single, an advancement on the throw home by Sleezer. Expands the lead from 5-0 now to 7-0. Again, now two runs in the first, one in the third, and two in each, the fourth and the fifth for the Wildcats.
And we're not through the inning yet. There's runners on second and third right now.
Schlechter pops one, and great hustle there by Harriet Dean from shortstop to get underneath that to get the final out of the inning.
She did make a good read on that, got that out quick. That's good.
But inning, there was some damage in that inning. Two runs, two hits, one error, and two left on base. We go to the top of the sixth. It's 7-0 Burlington. Back after this timeout here on FM 103.9, KNZA, Hiawatha.
Headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden. For all your meat processing needs, stop by Bowser Meat Processing at 513 Palmberg. They have a great selection of fresh deli meats and cheeses, plus delicious beef jerky. That's Bowser Meat Processing in Meriden.
The 1890 Ice House at 111 East Main Street in Meriden is a premier live music venue. Renovations are in progress that will include a full-service restaurant and grill with completion slated for August. Follow the 1890 Ice House on Facebook to keep up with all the great entertainment and events. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, to the top of the sixth we go. Burlington scratches across two more runs in the fifth. Tigers are down to their final six outs now. Leading it off will be Olivia Meyer, the left fielder for Jeff West. Her first plate appearance today was a strikeout back in the third inning. Burke still in the circle for the Burlington Wildcats.
Burke's a hard one to hit, but if we can get this lead off on somehow, she's a quick base runner, maybe we can get a little something going.
The 0-1 offering from Grace Burke. Rise ball, it nearly got past the catcher's mitt and came to visit us.
Yeah, that had a little bit more jump. Might be she's getting a little tired.
1-1 the count here to the 9-hole hitter, Olivia Meyer. Emmy Dean on deck, Riley Zedek in the hole. Anybody gets on, it's Megan Malone. Good spot there from Burke, just on the inside corner, 1-2. The entire game has loved that inside corner pitch. It's tough for these hitters to get the hands through.
It is, and he has left it both sides.
1-2 the count here by Burke to Meyer. Check swing
on Orion's ball. They're going to appeal down to first base, and she did not go around. Even in the count at 2 balls, 2 strikes, looking down at Coach Barger, and he said, you got two on you.
I like that philosophy, though. She was looking at that pitch all the way with a yes, 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 and then held off at the last second.
2-2 pitch from Burke. Swung on and missed.
Burke's fired up. How many strikeouts is that now?
I've got her for 11, but I'm going to have to double-check my count.
She is fired up. She was still showing a lot of emotion, even though they're up 7.
Yep, 11 strikeouts in the game. Top of the order here, Emmy Dean. She singled her last time up. Pops this one straight back. Out of play behind us, down in the count 0-1. Dean, the lone, started the hitting. Taryn Taylor has the other hit for Jeff West, but just 2 hits in this ballgame for the Tigers. Only 4 hits in the game for Burlington. The 0-1 pitch catches the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-2.
Yeah, both sides have done a really good job with pitching. It's just like, as we talked earlier, it's the miscues and a walk here and there sprinkled in that's caused you havoc at the state tournament.
One away, here's an 0-2 pitch coming in to Emmy Dean. Too high, ball one.
I think the umpire made a good call there. That was a little high.
Good pitch, try and get a hitter to chase on, though. And
when you're up 0-2, that's a great pitch to throw.
Emmy Dean, the second baseman, steps in from the right side, down to the count 1-2. Here's the pitch from Burke. Lifted softly to the second baseman. Oh, over the head, in and out of the glove of Schwechter.
Second base made a great read on that. She got there, and the ball just popped out of her glove. Full reach, though. It wasn't an easy play by any means, but maybe with a one-out reach base there, maybe we can get something going for Jeff West here.
I'm not an official scorer, but I'm not giving that as an error because that was not a conventional play to be made. Good effort there by Schwechter, but the Tigers, they get their third base runner of the game via the hit. Swing and a miss here by Riley Zedek. Snap throw down to first, a little bit late. Back easily is Emmy Dean. Zedek down in the count, 0-1 here. One away in the top of the sixth inning. Tigers down to their final 5 outs, down 7-0 here. If Uncle Moe's going to make his transition to the sides of the dugout, you got to think this might be that inning where it starts to transition.
Yep, this is where we got to do something.
The 0-1 pitch, squaring to bunt, bunts it down the third base line, but foul. Zedek, and a great pitch there by Burke. Jammed her inside, a tough pitch to bunt.
Yeah, that is a real tough pitch to bunt. I think Maddie sees something here. She's trying to get this runner over to third and hopefully break the ice and get something going here.
Looking at her card. Gives the signs to Zedek and Emmy Dean is over on first. They check their wrists and an 0-2 count here. One away, Dean at first. The 0-2 pitch to Zedek. Called strike 3. 12 strikeouts now in the game for Grace Burke. And again, coming into this state tournament, 262, so now 274 on the season.
That's a pretty good season.
First offering a little bit too far inside to Megan Malone, who struck out both times today. Up in the count 1-0. And how about this? Burke is also the all-time strikeout leader in Burlington history, 746 coming into this tournament for her career. It's a lot of strikeouts.
That's a lot of strikeouts.
Strike on the outside corner here against Malone. Cole tried to snap throw to first, not in time.
A lot of people might tell you that with a high strikeout count like that, the league she plays in probably isn't that good. But when you then carry that on to the state tournament, you can still do the same thing. I think it's because you're a pretty good pitcher.
Just sliding 12 chairs in a quarterfinal game, that's impressive.
That is very impressive.
1-1 the count. Fouled back here off the bat of Megan Malone. 1-2 now. 2 away here in the top of the sixth inning. Runner still at first base is Emmy Dean. Grace Burke toes the slab. Here's the rocket delivery. Off speed. Strike 3 on the swing. Make that a baker's dozen. 13 strikeouts for Burke. And we head to the bottom of the sixth inning.
13 strikeouts, and we're only through, what, six?
Six innings. Zero runs, one hit, no errors, and one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 7-0 Burlington. Here in Topeka, 3A State Softball on your local sports authority, 103.9 KNZA.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Nancy with Daily Ag of Oskaloosa. We are proud to carry Mid-Continental Livestock Supplement mineral and protein tubs. From stressed calves to cows on poor quality forage, MLS tubs controlled consistent conception fills the gap in your cow's nutritional needs. And with added Salmonex, controls respiratory disease and scours in calves, all at a low cost per head per day to you. For the highest quality supplements for your operation, let us help you, because we know that ag is a daily job at Daily Ag.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Out of the bottom of the sixth inning, first pitch swung and smacked straight behind us, towering over the netting, and we've got a little sprinkle happening right now, and it feels great here in Topeka, Kansas. Jake Spaulding alongside Scott Vaughn, back at the studio, Kurt Kilman. 7-0 Burlington with the lead, and at the plate right now is Kinley Hook, and she lifts one to left field. Ready for it, though, is Meyer, and Olivia gets the first out of the inning on a sharp line drive hit to left field. That'll bring up Carly Dockman, who had a very interesting at-bat the last time. She tried to bunt with two strikes. Laid it down. Catcher Taylor threw it to first, but it wasn't the bat that hit the ball. The ball hit the bat. Is that what you said? And so it was a dead ball, and they classify that as a foul ball then, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So we had to do it over again, and Garrett ended up getting her struck out looking. First pitch to her was high and away, ball one. The 1-0 pitch caught the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-1. Now, Jeff West mentality at this point, Scott, is down 7-0. We got to completely shut down this bottom half of the inning, but then rally's got to happen. They're down to their final three outs.
Yep, they've got to do it now.
Nice off-speed pitch there by Dockman, or to Dockman from Garrett. 1-2 the count.
You know, Garrett, I think, I don't have a pitch count, but I think she's probably thrown a lot of pitches tonight.
Oh, of course,
she
sure
still looks sharp.
I mean, if you want to tally all my chicken scratches here, I'm sure we could calculate it, but that would take some time. We don't have that. 1-2 the pitch. A bunt put up in the air, and Garrett fielding her position well. Nice play there by Addie, catching that pop-up. It's the second time today that Dockman has popped up on a bunt attempt with two strikes, Scott. Am I just wrong in that thought process? That's not a very common thing, with two strikes to try and lay a bunt down?
Not very common. Speedy pitcher, something.
Emma Thompson. She's got a .560 average. Roped a single into left field right there on the first pitch she saw, but she has reached base all four times now, two singles and two walks in this game.
Yeah, she's a pretty solid player. You can see that just from this one game. However, we didn't start off with a leadoff walk, so two outs. That single really doesn't hurt us if we get an out.
Garrett's first pitch to Grace Burke. Low and outside for a ball. Burke today, 1-for-3, a single. Strikeout back in the first and popped out to the shortstop, Harriet Dean. The 1-0 pitch catches the outside corner. Great job there by Taylor framing that for the umpire. It's even now at 1-1. I do enjoy watching good quality catching, yes.
Yeah,
that
it is fun.
The 1-1 pitch lifted high, deep into left field. Back is Meyer at the fifth. And over for a two-run home run. Grace Burke. She hits a bomb and the rain starts coming. 9-0 now after that two-run home run, and you are not lying, my friend. Rain has started to come down, still fairly light, but a two-run home run by Burke. And that was one of her few mistakes there. She left that ball just a little too fat, and they capitalized on it. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. Pitch now to Carly Cole. Catches the outside for a strike. It's 0-1. 9-0, so another home run like that would end this game. Tigers try to hang on to get one more at bat. 1-1 to count here to Cole. Garrett toes the slab, fires it in. It's fouled into the netting behind Cole for a 1-2 count now. Two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 9-0 now, Burlington with the lead. Here's a ball hit to the third baseman and across the diamond in time. Nice play there by Megan Malone to get the Tigers out of the jam.
So here we go, last three outs. They got to make a rally.
So in the inning, two runs on two hits. No errors, nobody left on. We head to the top of the seventh. Burlington 9. Jeff West has three outs left in their season. We'll see what happens when we come back. Here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Rated as one of the top 10 colleges in the Midwest by U.S. News & World Report, Benedictine College continues to thrive. You can schedule a campus visit or check out our online virtual tours at benedictine.edu. Explore our many majors or take the My Majors quiz and see what's right for you. And use the online scholarship calculator to see how affordable a Benedictine education can be. Check out the traditions, the faith life, the athletics, and the academic reputation of one of the best Catholic colleges in America. Benedictine College, where great begins.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Jake and Scott back with you here in Topeka. It's the Invista Softball Complex right off Lake Shawnee here in the capital city. Kurt Kilman back in the studios. Welcome anybody that was listening in to Oskaloosa defeating Central Heights 3-1 in their softball game. Five of our nine local teams have already punched their ticket to tomorrow. Jeff West trying to make it six. They're down, though, 9-0 here in the top of the seventh inning. It's going to be Harriet Dean, Addie Garrett, and Taryn Taylor, the first three.
Harriet? Oskaloosa's got one of these tough pitchers like Grace Burke here.
No doubt about it. It was a 0-1 count to Harriet Dean on a foul ball. This 0-1 is swung on and missed, and Harriet down in the count 0-2. If anybody reaches base, it'll be Ashley Mosier due up for the Tigers. Burke, the 0-2 pitch. Rise ball that nearly got away. My goodness, there was some steam behind that one.
Yeah, she throws hard.
Already 13 strikeouts today for Burke. The 1-2 pitch. A little bit high, even in the count of 2-2, and you're seeing Tigers being patient. It's the one thing in the difference of these two games. Yes, a home run, but a few extra hits, but Burlington very patient. They've taken six walks in this game. Jeff West, yet to have a free pass.
Correct.
2-2 pitch, high and inside. Count now 3-2. Was 0-2 and worked it to a 3-2 count.
Harriet is showing a lot of patience here. But do I have the right Dean sister?
You do. You do. 3-2 count here. The offering from Burke. Swung on and missed. For the first out of the inning. Strikeout number 14.
That's a great pitch for a strikeout pitch. Had a little drop motion to it. She just swung right over the top of it.
Cook had 14 strikeouts for Silver Lake in the game before this one. That's who the winner of this contest will face off against. Burke delivers into Garrett, who dribbles it foul down the left field line into the dugout of Burlington.
Really hoping to see another Big East in the semifinal. Big East face off in the semifinal.
Guaranteed state title game for the Big East if that was the case, but unless the Tigers have a big rally in their back pocket, looking like it could be Burlington versus Silver Lake. Can you imagine that matchup, a Burke versus Cook?
That could be a pretty sweet matchup to watch. What time is that game?
That game will be at 1 o'clock tomorrow. Get all your service calls done.
I'm going to do my best.
0-2 count here to Addie Garrett. Burke toes the slab. The delivery. Swung on and got a piece of it, did Garrett.
That was
just
nice.
Enough.
That was nice. You got to foul them off at this point. Down 0-2, just keep fouling them off until you get the one you want. I say that like it's easy.
Yeah. You want to go out there and face Burke? I know.
No.
One out here in the top of the seventh. 9-0 Burlington. Jeff West in their final two outs. 0-2 pitch. Fouled off. Great at bat here by Addie Garrett. Staying alive. And a fan of the top row is getting the business from the fans. Had a chance to catch that one. And
the Burlington student body is really fascinating.
So we'll do it again at 0-2. This will be the sixth pitch of the at bat. Don't know if anybody's got a Butterfinger handy, but they might hand it to that gentleman. Toeing the slab is Burke. Another 0-2 to Garrett. Fouled off again.
Wow. She's battling up there. She doesn't want her season to end. She's battling.
Great at-bat here from Addie. Karen Taylor, her battery mate on the defensive side, is waiting on deck.
Down 9-0, and this is still fun to watch. Two outs away from ending their season. She doesn't want it to end. She's going to take this as far as she can.
Another pitch, a rise ball. It's fouled back to the screen, and Cole takes her mask off and kind of rolls her eyes like, man, what do we got to do to get this girl out? But the eighth pitch of the at-bat coming up, Scott, not a single ball.
No. Nope.
That means that she has got five fouled.
She's battling. She's not going to let the umpire call it.
0-2 pitch in the dirt. Great at bat here for Addie Garrett, but that's just ball number one. You love to see it. You've already hit on it, but down 9-0 and still battling it the way that Addie Garrett is in this at bat.
A lot of tenacity here in this kid.
Here's the 1-2 pitch. Laced into right center, giving chase and taking the grab.
Man.
Is Sleaser in right field. But a heck of an at-bat for Addie Garrett in what very well could be the final at-bat of the season.
She gave it her all there. That was impressive. That was fun to watch.
A 10-pitch at-bat with only one ball. Two outs now in the inning. Tigers down to their final out. And it's Taryn Taylor who steps in from the right side, who singled and struck out. Here's the ball lifted on the infield. Calling it is Burke makes the catch, and that's your ball game.
Well, Jake, I got to say, I think we'll see Jeff West back. They're a scrappy team. Saw a lot of nerves out here in this game, especially at the first few innings, and I don't think they ever really got into their groove.
We'll step aside for a two-minute timeout, wrap everything up. Your final score here from Topeka. Burlington 9, Jeff West nothing. We'll summarize and put a bow on this one here for 3A State Softball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Atchison Auto Parts, it's your locally owned and operated independent Napa dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part. And with locations in Leavenworth, Smithville, and Sabetha, they can get that part same day, if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
This summer, it's great food, great drinks, and great times at the Elevator Bar and Grill in Valley Falls.
Featuring a daily special and an excellent regular menu, everyone will be sure to find a favorite. Follow The Elevator on Facebook to keep up with our food and drink specials and upcoming entertainment events. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to midnight. And remember, at The Elevator in Valley Falls, there's always time for just one more. Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provide sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Savannah help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the season comes to the end for the Jefferson West Lady Tigers with a record of 22-6 as they fall here to the Burlington Wildcats, three-seeded in this 3A state tournament. 9-0, your final score for this one, as Burlington, we'll talk about them here. First off, Scott, I'm Jake Spaulding, Scott Bond with me, Kurt Kilman back in the studio. And the final game of our triple header, the most lopsided game of the three that we had, but you can't talk enough about this Burlington team and what they bring to the table. The defense, their plate discipline, and then you got to do the glaring thing that's staring at you in the face, and that's Grace Burke in the middle of the circle. That girl played phenomenal and pitched amazing today.
Grace Burke was awesome. It was good to see Burlington get here. Osage City knocked them out in the regional last year. So it was nice to see Grace Burke get her shot at this stage. And she came out here and definitely impressed. She proved that she belongs.
This is her stat line from the circle. She gets the victory today. 7 innings pitched, 3 hits allowed. And then no runs, no earned runs, and no walks in that game.
Wow.
For Grace Burke. How about to the tune of 14 strikeouts in this game? Again, over 736 in her career coming into today. So how about a cool 750 for her in her career now in the circle for Burlington?
That's pretty darn impressive.
I don't know that. Again, there's been a lot of great softball pitchers in our area over the years, but domination is a word that you would utilize when you're talking about Grace Burke. And before we get to Jeff West here, I just think that we don't do players of the game, but she's not just a pitcher. She hits over 400. She has 5 home runs on the year, over 40 RBIs, and today she goes 2-for-4, including a 2-run home run.
Yeah, that was a no-doubter. So, yeah, if you did get the player of the game, it would definitely be Grace Burke.
How about for the Tigers, Scott? Again, a great season by them. They punched their way through to the state tournament for the first time in a decade, coached by somebody you know very, very well. A team that just really ran into a buzzsaw in that circle across the way.
They really did. Like I said earlier in the broadcast, no flashy player for them. Eddie Garrett is a great pitcher, but, you know, doesn't have the name recognition that Grace Burke or Cook from Silver Lake. They're just a gritty, gritty team that grits out runs, and when you're facing a pitcher as dominant as Grace Burke, that's hard for that style of team to get plays. If they keep this at a 1-0-1-1 game, I think Jeff West has a chance in the end, but Grace Burke's just too hard to score many runs on.
Definitely a great season for the Tigers. They ended again at 22-6. That means we've got a matchup tomorrow, Burlington and Silver Lake, and we talked about the potential of it. But you got Kendra Cook for Silver Lake, who struck out 14. Her stat line went 9 innings, 2 hits, 1 walk, and 14 strikeouts in her quarterfinal game. And then Grace Burke, I mean, we'll see both of them in the circle again tomorrow, and that should be one heck of a game.
That should be a fun game to watch.
That game will be at 1 o'clock right here on 103.9 KNZA. Tomorrow, And also tomorrow at 11, we will have Riverside here in Topeka as they take on top seed Frontenac in their semifinal game at 11. Pregame starting at 10:50 for that. I know you got some service calls to do in the morning, but if you get bored in the afternoon, swing on by and we'll throw a headset on you.
I believe I've run my service calls here in Topeka, so I'll swing by when I'm done.
It's like you planned that or something, didn't you? Really appreciate you joining me here, Scott. I really, really do. You bring great insight to the broadcast and what softball is, so I really appreciate you joining me.
It's been fun, Jake. I appreciate you asking me.
All right, for Scott Bond, Kurt Kilman back in the studio one final time here for this one. Burlington wins at 9-0. We're back on the air tomorrow morning at 10:50 with Riverside and Frontenac here on 103.9 KNZA. Make sure you check out mscsports.net for a complete list of games, schedules. Five local teams out of the nine we were broadcasting punch their ticket to the semifinals tomorrow. That's baseball, softball combined. We live in the greatest area in the state for postseason athletics. We're proud to bring those to you here on your local sports authority, FM 103.9 KNZA, a part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.